What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So, what's on the agenda?
You know, with all these shows that I've been going to, as far as the Z community goes and all the purists and chewing on their shit, I'll talk about purists. I know you get it in the BMW world, so you'll have some input on it, and I'm getting it a lot in the Z world. And
okay.
These guys, they don't drive their cars. You know, they try to keep low mileage on it. They probably don't fuck their wives. They're just miserable people.
You're going to start with that already? All right.
Because they don't get to enjoy the things in their life that they have because they want to stay pristine.
Yeah, yes and no. You know what it is? It's difficult when you see the purists using the same car that's modded.
You ready for this?
If that makes sense. So we can both agree on that because I've gotten it with Red and you've gotten it with the Z.
All the time.
But also, I can see the other end of the... Yeah, I can see the other side of the coin. Because I have the Allante.
Uh-huh. Elaborate.
Okay, so the Allante is the 87, the Cadillac.
Yes.
Okay. You can't really mod it because of how rare the car is.
I mean, you can. Don't you have a lip on yours?
Yeah, but a lip is it's just a lip.
So you mean shouldn't mod it, not can't mod it.
Yeah, you shouldn't mod it. You shouldn't mod it. Mm. I mean... Regardless, I did an exhaust and a front lip on it, but...
Come on. See?
But that's about it. Aside from that, everything else is, I have to admit, stock on the damn thing.
Tail lights.
No, stock.
You wouldn't swap it out for LED?
I can't. I'll have errors. Worse than fucking BMWs.
Again, if you had the chance, would you do it?
You kidding me? If it was up to me, that car will have a few more things.
It would glow like a fucking UFO.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But I can kind of see why you wouldn't in that aspect of the purist mindset. So, I mean, it's one of those things. I can kind of see both sides of the argument. I lean always more on the fucking, you know, mod your shit. What the fuck?
I'm trying to understand because these guys, I'm seeing like a high dollar end kind of person, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, their wife's tits will be fake, but their car is absolutely bone stock. And I'm like, all right, you have fun with one thing. How come not the other?
Okay, I believe you run into, there's the two different types of purists. They're the purists that have a very good bank account and just don't care. And if that car is what's cool, they just buy it and that's it. And they just keep it like that. Now, I'm not talking to the regular guy that goes out and buys a fucking Toyota Camry.
No, fuck
I'm
you
talking
guys.
About the guy that buys the, you know, the Lamborghini or the Range Rover, the Bentley, high end.
You want to shout out your boy you met this weekend?
yeah, what's going on, Nick?
There you go.
But you do meet those purists. That's not about they like cars, but it isn't to the under the skin like the DNA, like our passion. To give you an example.
Okay.
That's one side of the purists. And I believe the other side of the purists are the... Well, that side of the second set of purists are split into two. The nice purists and the assholes.
And the scumbags that'll pick on you for having a fucking big wing.
The nice ones respect what you have done, but would never do that to their own. You get me?
I'm pretty sure I can make their wife cream harder than they can.
But again, going back to the topic... There are those that will be like, all right, you know what? That car looks awesome, but I would never do that to mine. But they wouldn't say it in a bad way.
Yeah, but 90% of them are old white guys. Listen, and I'm not stereotyping here, you know?
100% stereotyping, but that's fine. That's what we're here for.
Whatever I do to my car is going to piss them off no matter what I do.
Well, that is the internet. That is just the world we fucking live in. You can do anything you want right now to the car, and you're always going to piss off someone.
Somebody will have hurt feelings about it, I'm sure.
That's just how it goes.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the day. But going back to that, like I said, you find the polite ones that will be like, you know what? I can understand the work you put behind in the hours, but that's not my cup of tea. I would never do that to mine. And then when you see a picture of theirs, chances are, at most, it has tints. And that's about it.
Fuck that. I can
never. You know what I mean? Then you got, like I said, the other half of that. There are the assholes. They're the keyboard warriors. Burn it. Why would you do that? Why would you cut up the car?
Yeah,
like
but you'll
that?
Never see those guys at a show.
You're 100% right.
Because if you did see them in a show.
99.9% of the time, the same ones that are fucking ripping you one online are the same ones that have duct tape holding their bumpers up, and they will never bring it to a fucking show.
And they're crickets in real life. They're going to be chirping and chirping and chirping. You walk past them, they'll be real quiet, I promise you.
100%. There's no argument there. It just happens to be that's the car world that we're living in. You know what I mean? Because, again, going back, before the Facebook, before Instagram, before fucking even MySpace, for the love of Christ.
And I'm sorry to bring this all up. I'm just having a hard time with these fucking purist guys, dude. I really am.
You know what I mean? It's... You know what sucks about the purist stuff?
What's that?
Is that... Okay, perfect example.
They exist? No. They're fucking boring?
It's just a different mindset.
We're vanilla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. There's no argument. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
I'm bored.
But it's the most boring car show in the world. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example.
It looks like a fucking used parking lot.
Me and Amanda were at a Dunkin' Donuts. We look outside. And we're like, oh shit, we're seeing a lot of like E36s show up out of nowhere. Like out of fucking nowhere. All types. Coupes, sedans, the Cabriolets, you name it. And Z3s and just like a BMW thing. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? There's like a little mini show, whatever. We were drinking our coffees, just like watching the window, the cars pull up. Bro, it was a sea of BMWs. Stock.
Why?
They were all stock. At most, one had like a carbon fiber front lip. And they were all just like getting together and they were talking, they were bullshitting, you know, they're doing their thing or whatever. We're just kind of like watching from the window. But like, you go for a second, okay, that's cool. Why? Because you're seeing like a sea of the same, you know, branding together.
Okay.
Type of shit. And it's just like, wah, wah. Because there's nothing there to make you really fucking go outside and be like, shit, I need to see that. That is nice.
What fucks me up is, and then these cocksuckers will hold their shows, and they'll tell the next guy, I'm better than you because I drove it less. Eat a fat dick.
I got a good one for that one.
Oh, my God, I hate
but
those
you
people.
Do, but like I said, it's one of those things. Me and Amanda, we were looking. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Does it make me want to go outside and, like, stop drinking my coffee? No, it doesn't. Because we can start our own cars in the driveway, and it'll be cooler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not even saying anything about cars, because, you know, we don't give a fuck about our cars. But the point is that there's stuff there to kind of see. You know what I mean?
Things to look at.
And things to actually look at.
Things that are done.
And done for it.
It's built.
Do I hate it? No. Is it what I would personally? No, absolutely not. But again, it's one of those things. I wouldn't take, you know, a fucking classic-ass car and completely mod it to shit. There are some cars that are meant to stay purists. I'm not saying all. You know what I mean? And we can get, and that's a whole different.
How many JDM cars do you know that are meant to stay pure? Would you say the Z is one of them?
I believe the Z is going to get to the point that it should become a purist car.
Only are you fucking stoned?
No, I'm not stoned. Because we can have this argument fucking 10 years ago with the Bubble Butt Supra.
Oh, shit.
Think about it. Back then, okay, it's a Supra. It was done to the balls. It looked awesome. It looked dope. People would sell them for 50, 60, 70 grand. Done. I'm talking about Veil Sight done.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're paying that for a stock one. You see my point now? And the modded ones are losing value.
Nah, they're not losing value.
Compared to a fucking... Bro, you can put a modded... What is it? Mark 7? Mark 4? What?
Mark 4.
No, Mark 4 Supra. You can take a modded Mark 4 Supra and a stock... I'm talking about stock to the point that it has the original OEM Toyota floor mats in it. Mark 4. And the original one, the stock one, is going to sell for more than the modded one.
How do you figure? Because the modified one will be turbo, will be boosted, will be blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but you know what? The first thing horsepower. People are going to be like, somebody's headache.
Not me. I'll be like, my headache now. I'll take it. Yes, give me it.
That's your mindset.
Because I'm a real man.
It doesn't. That's not the fucking point. The point Hold is on. Whoa, the whoa, value.
No, no, I'm pumping the brakes on you. I'm pumping the brakes on you because I got to call bullshit.
What?
Everything every man touches, and I've said it in the past, you will never be the first person to be there.
True. This is true.
Same thing with the cars from the 90s. Same thing with your wife who's from the 90s.
100% true, but you're missing the bigger picture.
You're not the first person to be there, dude.
If all you did, let's say where you're Mark IV, is take it to a Toyota dealer, after the same Toyota dealer for all the servicing, all the shit, everything is documented, but you have never modified it. I'm talking, you still have your intake box.
Who the
that
fuck?
That Supra will guarantee sell for 70, 80 grand all fucking day. And the guy that wide-bodied his, that upgraded the twin turbos on it, that did the intercooler, that did wheels, that did air ride, is going to sell for $15,000 to $20,000 less.
That doesn't make any sense
to me. It doesn't make any sense because it used to be the opposite.
Because the other
10 years ago.
The other jerk off is going to buy that stock one and do the same shit to it.
No. Guarantee the one that blows that money is to keep it exactly the way it is.
He's not fucking his girlfriend guaranteed, either.
Guaranteed. He now automatically thinks 10 more years, I can flip it for 120. Or I can flip it for 130. You don't got to go far.
Fucking hopes.
Barrett Jackson. Three, four months ago. Sold the stock Trans Am.
Uh-huh.
90s Trans Am. I'm not talking about the 70s. I'm not talking about the 90s. Ugly. Bone stock.
Did it have the alleged screaming chicken?
No, it did not have a screaming chicken.
Did you see that meme yet?
Yes, I did see it.
Can we just put this on pause real quick and talk about the screaming chicken meme?
Well, go.
So a lady's there. Surveying a car at the Barrett Jackson, and she's talking about it, yada, yada, yada. And she goes, and it was a Firebird, no?
It was a Firebird, yes.
And she goes, screaming. Here you have the screaming chicken breathing fire into the turbo gauges, and so you can see how much turbo you're using. And all I can think is, bitch, you mean what? Boost, and it's not called a screaming chicken. I'm pretty sure it's like, I don't know. I think that's a joke that they call it screaming chicken. I don't think that's like
That became the nickname for the car.
Yeah, but
when the original Trans Am came out with the fire-breathing bird.
That sounds like something a Cuban made up. The hood.
She, I believe, had the right intentions. She just executed it poorly when it came to saying that.
Or she should have said LOL and, you know, waved her head around. But no, no, no.
But going back to that.
Go ahead.
A 90s Trans Am sold on the block because the guy kept his stock since day one. Never modified it. Bro, he sold it for like 200K.
So you're telling me potentially I could have fucked myself by modifying the Z? I'll kill me and you right now. Right now, I'll do it.
It's slowly going that route. Think about it. We don't have to go far. Look at the Brotax.
Ready for this? I notice people will pay more for a tubed, caged, swapped 240.
Yes, very true. Then I'll give you another one. People will still pay good money for just a fucking rolling shell. They used to have to figure out how you're going to get it on a trailer.
You want to get a better laugh? I watched on Facebook Marketplace a Z shell sell for $6,000.
Okay, but why?
I don't know, because some asshole is willing to pay $6,000 because they're hard to get now.
But you see my point. You're going to find that purist that just wants that car. For
color
like,
code and
quote unquote
no the, rust.
What's the legend behind it? The story behind it. Little by little.
Some jerk off in Danbury.
You know what I mean? Little by little, the Z's cult following, you can call it, will slowly become what the Mark IV's cult is. And the RX7s.
The Z will never get there.
I'm never gonna say it's gonna get to the level of those, like, quote-unquote, the trio.
Heavy hitters.
The heavy hitters. But it's slowly gaining what the 240 has, what the Silvias have.
I wonder if the 240s are there.
That's a good question. I would assume they're there. Only reason why I say that is because, you know, you browse through Marketplace. Like I do.
The numbers are up there.
Like I do like a crackhead every morning, and you do see, like, what the fuck? You know, 13.5, 15K, 17K.
Clapped.
Semi-clapped.
Multiple colors on the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The ones that really have it clean, forget about it. They're in the high 20s.
30s, I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, they're in the high 20s, practically hitting 30. I haven't seen one. Me personally, I've not seen one for 30. But I have seen them at like 25.7, 28.5, that ballpark.
I seen a cool Kia S14 that was purple, flaked the fuck out with a swap in it, of course, for 45, and it was an LS swap.
I mean, like I said, it's one of those things when it becomes a purist. I think eventually everybody becomes one at a certain point, to a certain degree, anyway.
Yo, you're confusing the fuck out of me.
Why?
You think I'm going to, at one point, I'm going to say, no, I'm not touching this car. I'm done with
no,
it.
No, 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 no. You see, you misunderstood.
No, what platform do you think I would just leave it the fuck alone? Name one, please.
A Porsche.
Wrong. Oh, my God, you're so wrong. You think I'm not going to wide body my Porsche when I get it?
Okay, so you're going to go down that rabbit hole. Okay, cool. It's fine. My point is...
You're stuttering and you're backpedaling.
No, no, no. My point is, to a certain degree... Everybody becomes a semi-purist. I'm not talking about full-blown, no, 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 no. I'm not touching this. I'm not doing anything to this. That's never going to happen. I mean, me personally.
Never going to happen.
No, but have I caught myself semi-thinking like a purist? Yeah, yeah, I have. I have caught myself like a purist.
I think it's just your age.
No, but nigga, that's the point. At a certain point, you kind of look at the cars differently, like, you know what? I can semi do a little bit to it, but I'm not going to go full blown.
You're going to go little downs, not full blown downs.
Exactly, exactly.
That makes more sense.
Because there are certain cars that you're just like, okay, if I do this, I know I'm going to kill the value on it. It's hard for you to comprehend because you don't have old cars. I can semi understand this.
Hold on.
What?
The F-350 is a 2000s car.
Yes.
The Z is a 2003. They're old.
Ay, pendejo. I'm talking about older than that. I'm talking about, like, if you had the old caddies like what I do.
No, you see, I don't like to deal with old caddies because I built one and with a friend one summer, and it scarred me for life.
But you see my point? Perfect example. Can you really go nuts with the 85?
Absolutely.
Like what?
Ooh. If you're putting this on me, well, what I would do?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd do pinstriping out the nose, a bunch of flake. I'd take that top and make it black. I'd do multiple colors, mm-hmm. Oranges, purples,
what
greens,
the fuck? You
yellows.
Want to make a lowrider?
Essentially, that's where I'd be going with that.
Okay, so what you want to do is build a lowrider.
I'd build a low.
Okay. Okay, I mean, that's fine. That's fine. Me.
Out of that? Come on, you can't tell me that's
me
a perfect chassis.
Me personally. No, yeah, 100% is. I could give you a
list of Cadillacs. Hold on, asshole. You just went from telling me there's nothing you could do with it, now it's the perfect idea. You fuck.
No, listen to me. Can I, if I take the brakes off?
You're going to stop eventually.
Eventually. But I will go balls to the wall. With everything in front of me, modding.
Yeah.
But there's certain points that I'm just like, no, I'm gonna make it look pretty. I'm gonna freshen her up, modernize her. You know what I mean? Like upgrade all the lighting to LED, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you're not gonna Mad Max this build.
But exactly, I'm not gonna Mad Max it. Why? If some jerk off comes my way, that car fetches 10 grand as it sits.
Let's be honest. If I offered you 10 for it today, you would not sell it.
You gotta talk to my dad. That's my dad's anyway.
Nice. You know, he has to talk to
dad. Is my dad.
He went from 10, I'll sell it, to if I had 10 right now. Now I gotta talk to my dad. You see what bullshit that is?
No, for real.
That car's gonna die in your fucking driveway.
Side street, but whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna get swiped another 32 times.
Fuck you. You're gonna have it in the spot.
You wanna tell people what happened? No, tell people what happened.
What? It was.
No. Let's start from the fucking beginning with this fucking car.
We built it one summer. I think what was during COVID? This was
swapped
during COVID,
out all the panels and shit. Yeah,
hold replaced on. The fillers, the for all my caddy guys, the front and rear plastic fillers. We replaced all of them.
Oh, and the purists are gonna hate this because they're not fucking plastic.
They're fiberglass.
Oh, how soft does that make your dick, purist?
We redid the interior. We did the headliner. We did the roof. We did all the bodywork. We painted it, and it was beautiful.
Gorgeous. How do we paint it? Tell them how we painted it.
7 cans of Turbo White from Rust-Oleum.
And when I tell you it was fucking flawless.
To this day, nobody and their mother even remote believes me. You know, my dad's friends have come by to see it. And my dad will be like, yeah, you know you painted it with a can?
And everybody just looks just like he's crazy.
No, you didn't. I'll even bring out the can.
We have to show out pictures.
I literally bring out the can. I was like, no, I use this. The guy's like, no, you fucking didn't, bro. There's no fucking way.
It's the funniest shit ever.
So whatever. Yo, lo and behold, that fucking... We'd never cleared it. This disclaimer there.
Well,
we never got a chance to fucking clear it.
Now we have a fucking contender.
Now we have to do it. Because now I have to redo it and all that bullshit.
The turbo cans have clear now.
Yes. Yeah, I already stocked up. So your boy's ready for fucking game time.
We're going to go back and redo it.
So I'm going to end up redoing the whole car. But what happened was, being parked outside, for everybody that fucking just has to park their shit outside, knows the deal. It got sideswiped. So I have to redo the entire driver fender. Well, not the entire fender, but still annoying. And I still got to fix it.
I think this is an opportunity to go crazy color.
As I would go either metallic or pearl on that white.
Pearl.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't go... But I wouldn't even go crazy. I'll go like Escalade Pearl White.
No. You got to do the... Oh, fuck, what is that?
That's what I would do. Escalade Pearl White.
Candy Arctic Pearl.
I mean, whatever. If it looks like the Escalade Pearl White, that's...
It's a pearl white that looks blue.
Luckily, no. I can't be doing that shit. The fucking interior is burgundy, bro. I can't be doing that.
You're a fucking puss.
Get puss. If the car's white, lights up in certain angles in blue, and then the fucking interior is burgundy? No, hold up, bro. That's too many colors. What is this, fucking Taste of Rainbow?
I told you I'd do a Lolo vibe on it.
Yeah, but I'm not doing no Lolo vibe.
Whatever.
And my dad's not a fucking Lolo anyway. What the fuck, bro? Kidding me?
Daddy would be pissed as
hell. I don't want to fucking hear that shit.
I'm Cuban, not Mexican.
But you know what I mean? It's yeah, you got the sound effects right, actually. But you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Like, eventually, like, he's pretty open to, like, whatever I want to do. It's one of those things.
No, he lets us rock. He really does.
He does let us rock that way.
So go back.
But
come on.
But going back to the whole, like, purist.
Fuck purists. Yeah. That's not the name of the episode, by the way. It's going to be trying to understand purists.
Yeah, trying to understand them. I can kind of see where they're
fucking
at.
Fucking idiots. No, I'm sorry.
She's so stupid. A perfect example, my 76. I'm not going to go crazy with that car. And I went semi-crazy. And I did go semi-crazy.
A little bit of the body line shit.
You know what I mean? I did the...
Chrome.
78 Eldorado trims on the 76 that don't even belong there.
Oh.
I did the 78 taillights with the 76 taillights.
Oh, no. The purist is coming for you.
And I did a dual exhaust on it with a flow master.
Oh, now you're really going to hell.
And it's low to the ground.
They're ready to kill you. That's crazy. They're waiting outside.
But that is semi-butchering. You're supposed to keep that car.
Are you shit me? People really give you shit for that?
Yeah. People give me shit. They give me shit, but at the same time, they are like, shit, it goes. Because I was able to at least mod it in the family, so it's not like I took...
Oh, because it's close enough and it's adjacent.
It's close enough.
They're going to shoulder shrug at it.
For anybody that knows the old school Cadillacs, 75, 76, 77, and 78, it's the same fucking car. All they changed was the back taillights from being little fins to an actual full-blown long taillight. So what I did was, when I got the car, I didn't like the fins. Because it's like looking at a pretty girl, and she got like chicken legs. You're just like, mer?
Where's the rest of it?
Where the fuck is the rest? Adding the 78 tails, along with the original 76 tails of the car, fills up the taillights nice in the back, because everything lights up with brakes, sideways and going down.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it look fuller. Is my point.
Yeah, I get it.
But I kept it in the family. You know what I mean? Those little subtle tweaks is what I was able to do to it. And again, the 78 comes with trims on the hood and along the door body line that don't belong on the 76.
Okay, listen. I get it. You're starting to make more sense to me.
That's what I'm saying. To a certain degree, I semi-understand it. Full-blown hardcore purism. You know who's a purist? My uncle. He will not mod ni pinga.
Hold on. Does he listen to us?
No.
Your uncle's about to be a really sorry man.
You know what I mean? But he won't. He has a Stingray. He has an old-school Stingray with the T-tops.
I remember
a 350
you told me
small
that.
Block.
I remember you told me.
Restored it beautifully. He got that off. But it's stock. 100%. Like, homeboy won't put LED bulbs. They're halogen bulbs. And the headlights are yellow, my guy.
Why does he like that?
I don't know. Not enough I love yous when he was growing up. Fuck. My dad picked on him too much when he was like, I don't fucking know. But that's my point. And I'll never forget, we were talking about the BMW when Red first showed up to the family. Mm-hmm. He was kind of looking at the car, be like, I was like, oh, I could do some cool stuff to this. And I'll never forget, he was like, no, 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 no. I would keep it original.
You sure he's related to you?
Maybe.
Your dad likes cool shit. You like cool shit.
But you know
what I mean? Wait, he's your uncle?
Yeah, my dad's brother.
What is he, middle child?
Get middle child. There's only two, man.
Oh, he wasn't the favorite. I got it. No. Enough said.
But you know what I mean? And he's the type that will, and he has a Jeep Wrangler.
Your grandparents didn't like him. I get it, dude. You don't have to keep on saying that.
But you know what I mean? Like, he hasn't 33s. What 33s? It's the same stock 17s that, you know, that came with, and that was it. Like, done and over. But that's the type that he is, and he likes cars. You can have a full conversation with him on cars.
It's your whole family likes cars.
Yeah, but still, it's one of those things. He's a purist, but he can keep up a conversation, and you guys can, you know, you can talk about cars for, like, hours on end.
I mean, I don't think he'd like my car.
He doesn't even like my own. But he does respect.
Does he have kids?
Yeah. He does have. I have cousins. Yeah.
So who gets the Stingray when he goes?
I mean, hopefully me. So I can do something cool to it.
I'm doubtful.
Probably not, because he's going to be like, this motherfucker's going to butcher it. He's going to cut the hood, make a vent out of it. Airbrush fucking Mickey Mouse on this thing or some shit. I don't fucking know, but he's not getting shit.
You're so stupid. Now you have to airbrush Mickey Mouse on a fucking
Corvette. Now I have to do it. It's out of principle now. It's out of fucking pure respect.
You
got to
do it like the old school t-shirts with the middle finger on it. And like a bunch of gold chains
and only
on.
A joint on the other one.
Like, remember 26th Street? They used to do the airbrush t-shirts. You have to do it now.
But again, that's just an example of the purists that they respect the work because they understand the work behind it and the hours behind it. But it's not something they would ever do.
All right. In that sense, you've made sense to me of the purist. But for the people out there, and I know you might have the knowledge on this, so I'm going to ask it now. How do purists run their shows if everybody's wearing the same shit and everybody's got the same shit and everybody's got low mileage? How do these cocksuckers run their shows? Because I've been in two of these fucking bullshits that are people, although they're people's choices, they're purist shows. What the fuck am I doing wrong?
Well.
Existing there. Ha ha.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
But what is required to beat out a purist at his own show?
Simple. Stay home.
No. Not from my car.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Think about it. You're fully fucking modded to the balls.
No. How do you win a purist show?
You can't.
No, not me personally.
No. I'm saying in general. I don't think anybody that's modded to the balls can show up to a purist show of their kind, of their branding, and expect anything out of it.
Right?
Here's a good analogy. It's like taking our cars now, like let's say the CTS and your Z, and we go to a classic car show. Are we going to win anything there, bro? Please enlighten me.
We will. We'll win most hated, probably.
But you see my point? There are certain events.
Made the most angry old white men in a day.
How many people did you kill today? 5. Nice. Because of pure hatred over what
they're walking past us. I killed people and now I'm like you.
But you know what I mean? It's one of those things. There's just certain things, no matter what you do, you're never going to appeal in that aspect. I would assume it's like that with these purist events.
Some fucking hateful people, man.
Like I said, you come across the ones that straight up be like and talk shit and be like, you know, this entire thing, just burn it. Because why would you do this to such a beautiful car to begin with? That's usually the line. It's such a beautiful car already. There was no need for you to do this, 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 and this, and this to it. Burn it.
My answer would be, yeah, why'd you get the fake tits on your wife? She was perfectly fine before. I would have fucked her then. But now...
And that's when the fight starts in the middle of the show.
No, most of those guys won't get in your face. They're a bunch of pussies.
But again, it's one of those things.
If you're too much of a pussy to cut a fender, you're not getting in nobody's face.
It's the fucking car world that we're living in. Point blank.
You ready for this? Well, I want to talk about something, too. Where are we at time-wise?
Oh, we're good. We're like at 30 minutes. Shit.
We're moving quick. Instagram. Mm-hmm. I watched somebody paint a McLaren off-white and pink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. And I left a comment. That is bananas. And I had 143 people like that comment. And two jerk-offs comment, what do you mean bananas? It's not yellow.
See, that's just, they're special. I think they're just special.
I had back and, sorry about that. Wow, that's going to be an advice. That was a good one.
You know what? I'm leaving that. I'm not even going to edit that out.
Sorry, guys.
But continue.
I had a back and forth, and that actually cleared me out a little bit. That felt really good.
No, I'm good. I'm glad.
I needed that. Back and forth with two guys about, well, why would I use that word as slang?
You mean to tell me it went from
my choice of words,
your choice of words, to like really explaining what type of slang, like why is this slang?
And my closure with them is, you know what? I'm not going back and forth. When you guys can tell me what color your build is, we'll go from there.
That's when everybody stopped?
That's when comments stop, because a lot of motherfuckers have opinions but no builds. And those purist people, they don't have builds. That's a stock car. That's not a build.
No, see, that's where it starts getting ugly in the car world. Because when you do come across those, they will swear to you that their car is a build.
To who?
That's a perfect question to ask. To who? Exactly. To who?
The manufacturer, maybe.
Maybe. If you're lucky.
If you're fucking lucky.
But I mean, but going even back to that Z show, the Z Nationals thing in Carlisle.
Yeah.
Then you say you saw a Z there with the sticker window on it?
Yeah, we both saw it. We walked past it.
How many miles did it have?
16.
Isn't that the one that won?
That's the guy who won. And ready for this? By the time he made it down to fucking Atlanta, Georgia, he had 26.
You know what I mean?
10 miles on and off the trailer. Fuck you.
But again, it comes down to why would you...
For a season.
Why would you buy the car? And that's hardcore. Like, that's getting hardcore babying.
No, but you knew...
You know what I mean?
Original owner.
Yeah, and on paper, that sounds beautiful if you're going to fucking buy a project car. One owner car, low mileage, no dents, it's clean.
Original fucking tires.
X, you know, whatever price, and you get it. But let's be for real.
It's funny to...
It doesn't belong at a show.
Well, again, chit-chatted with him a little bit. He said he got offered $50,000 for that car.
Do you see my previous point?
Keep it stock. It's worth more.
Thanks, guys, everybody, for listening. This is season 4. Bye.
But bam. Just play the outro.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's stupid and annoying because it fluctuates every few years and it flips. Because it used to be the same car modded, got you more money.
Yeah.
Granted, disclaimer, as long as it was modded tastefully. And the mods were like of brand names. You know what I mean? Not like... sponsored fully by eBay and you want like $70,000 out of something.
Well, all right, can we use me as an example?
Well, go for it.
Charge speed side skirts, vertex front bumper, battle hood, street faction.
Continue.
Hold on, I'm debating whether I want to answer this. Do I want to answer that?
I'll just wait until later. continue.
Street faction, battle wing, bride seats, fly one fenders, yada yada. Nothing on my car is name brand. Even the fucking Venzer Porsche.
But you get my point. So, this was back then.
Yeah, but I think my build back then would have sold for a pretty penny.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll always use Muzzy as a perfect example.
How much did he sell for?
That car, I believe, ended up... Well, last time I saw the price tag that he was selling it for, better said. What he sold it for, you know, God knows. But last time I saw it, I believe he wanted 30.
Sounds accurate.
For a fully veil side, shaved bay,
that's a steal. That is a fucking steal.
100%. You know, show winning. Actually, you want to laugh? That Instagram page, Cars of 2000s, which, by the way, if you car guys are not following that page, definitely fucking follow it, because I believe it's the most accurate picture of what the car scene used to be and what I'm hoping it semi goes back to a certain degree. But it's Cars of 2000s with an S in the end. And you guys will see, like, hot import nights from, like, 1997, 98, 99, Atlantic City hot import nights for all you OGs that are listening. I've seen some of your cars out there, too, in the IG posts.
Oh, but
definitely check out the profile because it's legit on point. But going back to that, Muzzy's car actually showed up in one of those pictures on the Instagram page. What?
Look who responded to me, finally.
What? Who?
Don't say the name.
Oh, shit. There you go. See? We're fine.
I hope.
Whatever.
We'll figure it the fuck out.
But, you know what I mean? That's why I recommend definitely everybody to go check out that IG page. Cars of 2000s. And I'll actually tag them on the post for this week's episode. But, yeah, Muzzy's car showed up on that.
Oh, by the way, we were supposed to look into something. If we got enough response on the questionnaire,
you know what?
I would run a Givi.
Let's see. Let's see if you got lucky.
And don't have to run the Givi now?
Or you don't have to spend money on people. Let's see.
I have to spend money on people. I hope there's enough people paying attention that went and did that. More than 10 people, I'm doing it.
Let's see.
And I gave you 2 weeks, guys, to do this.
Let's see. Let's see if we get lucky. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, come on. Come on. Let's see. Analytics.
Nice watch.
Episodes. Oh, thank you, bro. Nice watch.
Thanks. My wife got it for me. Hey, babe. See. Love you. She cooked today. She's pissed.
That's what she called?
Yeah, she cooked. That's all right. I'll eat some puss when I get home. She'll be good.
Let's see.
We got nine people.
No, nothing yet.
You guys missed out on a giveaway.
You got lucky this time. You got lucky.
You guys missed out on a fucking giveaway. Oh, thank goodness.
How happy are you right now?
you have no idea the number who were throwing around.
You see what you guys lost out on?
No. You want to tell them what the number we were talking about giving away was?
It was like $200 gift card or some shit to like AutoZone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or Amazon. I don't know. We're still kind of debating that. But see what happens when you guys don't fucking answer enough questions? But don't worry. We'll put up another poll. See if people bite.
They're not kind of nobody's paying attention.
You know what it is? People are lazy. It's much like a YouTube world. They'll see the video.
And then?
But they're too lazy to scroll to like the thumbs up and click it. But when you see like your plays and like your views, you're like, bingo, okay, we doing something. Then you go and you see the likes, it's like 3. You're like, bro,
I fucking hate you people.
Like, what the fuck? You sat there for like 30 minutes and watched it or like heard us? And you don't sit there and just answer the stupid poll question? Because even if one person would have answered it, that person would have won. That's the funnier part about it. You see what happens, internet, when you don't pay attention to the rules? But don't worry. There'll be another one.
Let's see what happens. Seriously? Nobody?
No, nadie. It's still open. I leave it open. Like, I left it open. I didn't even, like, put a
schedule. Show me. I'm having a hard time believing this one.
I mean, I moved too much around. Got fuck around with all this shit. See, analytics, right?
Where's our last poll?
Watch. Look at that.
That's nice.
It's a perfect fucking beautiful algorithm of the listeners that we get, right? Now we'll go to episodes, right? All right. Click over here.
Standby.
Details. Right?
What the fuck
plays,
is that?
Plays, right? Audience. Retention. So thank you for that. 100% of you sit and hear the entire fucking shit show that we do. Now watch two polls. Crickets. Crickets. Nada yet. Zero. But it's still open.
Make it make sense.
But don't worry about it. That's the way it always usually is. Until, like, there's, like, a higher...
All right, guys. You know. I'll give you another one.
One more time. We'll give him one more shot.
If you answer this poll with your IG name...
Ooh, yes.
We will contact you on IG and figure out a way to send you something small. You will not get something large. You will get something small.
Yeah, and then we'll ask you for Cash App for you to send us $20, and then, you know, that whole, like, we're not doing that?
What is wrong with you?
Oh, wrong podcast. Sorry, guys.
What is wrong with you?
There isn't enough time in the fucking day.
Drop your Instagram name. I want to see something.
I am curious on seeing the builds. I've always said that. Last season, there was people biting. There was people biting to the polls and answering questions.
Well, how come we never...
We just got lazy or we forget, to be honest.
I'm going to remember this.
So it's one of those things. But now that we're getting a little bit more, like, interactive.
What are we at time-wise?
We have to be, you know, we have to remember. Oh, we're perfect. We're, like, at 42.
All right, so we still got time. We're good.
Yeah, no, we're perfect.
Hold on. I'm thirsty as fuck.
I do want to say, if you guys go to the C4 Lifestyle Media on IG, we now have a channel that's for the Lifestyle Podcast. So future topics... Or if you guys have ideas for topics, you could throw it on there. We're going to be doing behind-the-scenes stuff and throwing it on there. It's free. You know, no, I'm not charging anybody for this shit. Just get in there. We talk some shit. Have some fun. Or if you guys remember some stories or whatever's happened to you guys in the car scene, throw it up. We'll love to talk about it in future episodes. So don't forget. That's C4 Lifestyle Media on IG. And go to the Lifestyle Podcast channel. And that's free to join in.
Also, with C4, we're working on some interesting projects as far as lighting goes. Do you want to talk to them about it?
I have working concept of interior lighting that's fully RGB. And, yeah, that's all I'm going to, you know, say now. Just.
Oh, did I fuck that up for you?
Nah, don't worry about it. Okay. Just, you know, go to C4 Lifestyle and you'll start seeing. It's dedicated to all the CTS guys that have bought RGB stuff off of me and all that. So I have now a full-blown interior kit that syncs with the rest of the lighting that I have created. So essentially, your entire car will flow to whatever animation you set it to, inside and outside.
Boom. Tesla who?
Exactly. So, but Elon. Stay tuned. That's C4 Lifestyle on IG.
I'm sure Elon's going to steal the idea.
We will have, I'm going to have the CTS model versions for it. I'm going to have Universal. So anywhere from like 70 inches, depending on how, you know, wide your headliner, how long your headliners are, all the way up to like 170 inches. So even for the SUV guys, if you guys want to have some fun and get creative and you don't want to do star headliner because they fucking blow dick to make. Yeah, there's the cheaper option. I'm here for you.
They blow dick to install, not make.
No, to make. Double dick. They blow double dick to make.
What do you mean?
And single dick to put on.
Explain.
Never doing that again.
Oh, you made one mistake.
Yeah, no, never again. Nope.
And what did I tell you? Wait till you got me around to help, and you wanted to do it in a fucking weekend.
Nope. Took me months.
What did we learn?
Well, I mean, it was months, but if you break it down.
3 days.
No, get fucking through that. I'm going to say a month. If I broke down every weekend and just, like, put together, a month. Because the stupid glue kept on breaking. You know what? I don't even want to think about it. Because I'm just going to get mad all over again.
Anyway, yeah. So, purists, guys, try to be nicer to the modified guys because we had the balls to do it that you didn't.
And if you are a purist, we
chime in.
Yeah, chime in. We want to pick your brain.
Put your balls on the table.
What is it that you guys just don't want to do to the cars, or you know, it's one of those things like, you know, the car's too pretty. It doesn't need all this. Like, we want to understand your mindset.
Oh.
What?
Speak for yourself.
What? You don't want to, like, dive in into the nitty-gritty? And
unless they have the balls to come here and sit down in the studio and look me in the face and say, you got beat and you deserved it. Which I welcome it. I'm not going to whip your ass. I'm going to shake your hand, but I welcome that.
I would love to pick the brain of the purist.
Sonic can stand in the middle of us.
So, I'm honestly, I would. Because, like I said, I can semi-understand it, but I'm not full-blown hardcore like that Z guy that only had, like, you know,
26 miles
on a Z. Which, whatever. God bless you for it. Cool. Not going to knock it.
God bless him for it.
Yeah, that takes
a lot. Yo, you said you weren't stoned before, but I'm really having a hard time believing it.
Listen, if that's what he wanted to do, you got to remember, that means he bought that car new.
With the intention of bringing it to a car show almost 20 years later.
Who knows what the fucking backstory is?
Maybe it was his pops? Oh, now I feel like a dick.
You see what I mean? We don't know the context of the entire thing. Because a lot of people have cars in storage that they were hand-me-downs from, like, family members. They passed away. They sat there. And then before you know it, they'll bring it to a show again and kind of give the car life again. But when you look at the mileage, you're just like, did you never drive this fucking thing? Because granted, we don't know the full story.
Okay. So now,
but if this guy,
wait. Does he get a pass if, like, his father? Hold on.
Well, that's a good question, though. I know where you're going with this. But go.
I don't even think I'd give him a pass on that.
I'm 50-50, to be honest. Like, if it was a hand-me-down from a family relative that passed away, there's two ways to go about it.
Yeah, but he's first owner.
But I mean, so that means he had the money. He bought it new with the intent to never drive it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what is hard for me to comprehend, because it's not like, oh, hey, I found the car with a tree on it for like $600. It's still $600, but it's like a penny in the hole, like in the bucket, compared to what was the Z when it came out? 30, 40 grand when it first came out?
Yeah. No, 28.
Okay, with taxes and fees and the bullshit, 32. Let's say 30, argument's sake. You mean to tell me you're going to cough up 30 grand
back in the early 2000s.
And drive it what? Let's be for real. To your house? And that's it? Put it in the garage and that's it? And walk away?
So he had intentions for it.
So, you know what I mean? That's what I would love to get into the head of. Why did you spend 30 grand on a car and not drive it? Because I can sit here today and be like, I know why I don't drive like half of the fucking builds that I have in the house. I've worked too fucking hard, and I don't want shit to happen. You know what I mean? Like, I can semi have a response for my own shit, but it's stock.
Also, I want to apologize for last week, guys. I was really sick. I'm still coming off of it.
Eh, don't worry about it. Shit happens. Everybody was, like, busy with something.
That was my fault.
But again, what makes you be like, you know what? I have 30 grand burning a hole in my pocket. I want to buy this car. And I'm going to store it. Because if you buy the car, it's because you like the car. Hence, you would have the itch, right? To drive it.
Ideally. But nobody buys the hooker and looks at her.
Yeah, true. But you know what I mean? It comes down to, like I said, in our line of the car game, I can semi-understand it because we're modded already to such a point. It's not like we're going to go fucking to Walmart and go grocery the shopping
only,
in the fucking
The only thing I can think of, like, rationale, is they bought it just to have it.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Same reason I have that toaster next to the fucking the bathroom. In case one day I feel like fucking using it.
You're a fucking idiot. Suicide is not the way, people.
No, suicide it's not the way.
But if it is, at least be creative. I'm kidding. God, internet, do not listen to me. Fuck Christ.
I'm going to die here.
Fuck.
This is awful.
I need coffee. God damn it, I need coffee for
that. All right, let's start throwing our pitches and running it up.
But again, if you are a purist, we're going to throw the poll question up. Just want to pick your brain, honestly. I just want to see what is it that makes you spend X amount of money on a car. Watch the one guy that buys, like, fucking McLaren. Be like, yeah, I bought it because, you know, I want to keep the... We're not talking about you guys. You guys are a whole different fucking animal. We're not even going to go down that rabbit hole. I'm talking about, like, perfect example. The guy that bought that fucking Z and only put 17 miles on it in the span of 20 years. Make it make sense.
Please.
Because if it's... Unless he knows something that we don't. And that's like a $100,000 car, like 10 years from now.
The funnier part is, it might be.
I still think out of all the Zs that have come out, I do think the original Z, the 350Z, is going to be a cult classic. Like the RX-7, like the Supra. I really do think that. Like, realistically, I do think it's going down that route. 370s, I don't see it happening. Just because it's already in, you know, generation down.
Yeah.
Which is what always happens anyway.
What do you think about 240Zs?
I think they may be there. I'm not saying the 100,000 mark.
I know there's a cult for them. I know it for a fact.
But, like, if you were to put the, like, the legends.
I know 240s have a cult class, following.
They do have a cult following, hands down. But the same thing can be said to, like, the NA Miatas. To a certain degree.
You guys are fucking weird.
No, but you know what I mean? To a certain degree. And I only say that because look at the price trends on Marketplace.
Yeah, $20,000 for a Miata that has 100,000 miles on it. I see it. You don't have to explain it to me.
You know what I mean? That's the only reason that makes me think the cult following is getting larger for it while the cars are becoming less.
Yeah, you have a syndicate smacking one of these Zs every day.
You know what I mean?
Sad.
But like I said, definitely want to dive into like the purist mindset. I want to know what the fuck makes you tick to spend that money and really not drive it. And forget about the driving part. Really not mod it at all. Like to the point that you have like the sticker window on it and everything. You know what I mean? Because you have to give credit where credit's due to that certain degree that everything is so pristine.
Dude, that's the equivalent of choosing not to masturbate. You shouldn't get an award for that.
There's a whole month to it. What the fuck are you talking about? No, not November, bro.
That's not an accomplishment. That's something these fucking lilies made on the fucking new kids because they're too fucking much of I need a reward now so they take care of themselves when they get home from work every fucking day. A bunch of losers.
What the fuck?
The hell out of here. Be a real man. Go to sleep without busting one.
Hence, there's a whole month.
Or go get married. Take it out on her.
You're an idiot.
Love you, baby.
But yeah, definitely that's going to be the poll question for this week's episode. The purist mindset. What the fuck makes you think and why do you choose to keep the car 100% stock? Love to pick your brain. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But again, C4 Lifestyle Media on IG, Lifestyle Podcast channel. Feel free to join. Feel free to chime in. If you want future updates on topics or whatever the hell we come up with, we're going to be shooting it over there. And yeah, that's pretty much it. As always, my friends, keep it custom because life's way too short to stay stock.
Later, babe.